Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's something happening out here. It could be just anti-incumbent. I think that's a part of it. But I think that there's something else that's happening. I think that the Democrats are coming across in ways that we don't recognize, that are annoying and offensive and seem out of touch in ways that I don't think show up in our feeds when we're looking at our kind of echo chamber. And I think that there's a message here.
You're right, Van Jones. There is a message here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, conservatives, pragmatic people. Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, the Democrats have to do a post-mortem on themselves, and he says Van Jones summed it up correctly. Something is happening, and it could be anti-incumbent. That's wrong. So, McAuliffe wasn't the incumbent in Virginia. Youngkin just flat-out beat him, and we'll get to that in a bit, because you're going to love what they have to say about this, and in case you're wondering, why am I talking about this now? We've had some time to look at it and let the Democrats lick their wounds. And now we can go back to why you're listening and why I tell you every single day, you are beautiful, you're lovely people, and you're winning. Oh, I give you the bad news, too. Sometimes I don't think we fight hard enough. I don't think we support each other well enough. And sometimes we support people that don't need to be supported. Yeah, I can give you a lot of things we do wrong, but at the end of the day, let me tell you what you do right every single time. You get up every day and you live your life in a moral and ethical manner. And if you're smart about it, you will become more vocal about your lifestyle. Because, see, when you're not talking about your lifestyle and everybody else is talking about their freak show on the left, the freak show seems like it's the lifestyle everybody's leading. Aren't we all part of the LGBT WTF? I mean, come on. Anyway, Van Jones goes on. He gives you the playbook. Democrats are annoying. Democrats are offensive. And Democrats are out of touch. That's the playbook. Let me ask you this. How many people would you want to be around if that was the description of them? They're annoying, they're offensive, and they're out of touch. Can't have a conversation with them because they're always this. And it's nonsense. Annoying, offensive, and out of touch. You know what the big thing is right now? Oh, the reason why Youngkin won is because he wants to get rid of critical race theory and white people are afraid to talk about race. White people are forced to talk about race every single day. Why? Because of these race pimps. And here's the deal. I wrote about this in my book, Race Pimping. I explain how much money is in academia, how fast the race pimping business grew in academia versus any other career path. Give me manufacturing outside of Tesla. Race pimping is the fastest growing thing ever. They'll give a budget to an engineering school of 1%, you know, over year or whatever. These are people getting patents, and they'll give a 2% to their medical program at a school where they're getting patents and working on solving, curing disease. But race pimping in colleges and universities will get 15, 16, 17% increase in budget year over year. And you know what we've done? We've created a whole new ecosystem of HR terrorists, people that are out there looking for everything from, you know, 6'9" Amazonian women to 3'1" Guatemalan midgets. But don't be a white person looking for a job. You better go start your own company. We'll get into it. Oh, America's afraid of being browned. America's been brown for a long time. And leftists know this. What do you think we're afraid of? You're afraid of Mexicans coming to America? Mexicans have been in America. They are a big part of America. Black folks are a big part of America. Women are a big part of America. Gay people are a big part. Why you got to single them out? Because they're weak. Any black person that says, you got to tell me that somebody's black before I'm a little, whatever. That's just weakness. Look, I'm very proud of the heritage of black people in America. I love when I learn about somebody new who did something that who happened to be black. But you know what I'm really more happy about? That whatever that person did, it improved the quality of life in this country. Maybe it even improved the quality of life of the world. Democrats, annoying, offensive, out of touch. Tearing down statues, renaming things, the new lexicon you got to learn all the time. They're more concerned about the pronouns used for the LGBT than they are about the safety of black folks in cities. Don't you find it interesting that Democrats are wondering right now what's happening to their party? Van Jones just told them. You're annoying, you're offensive, and you're out of touch. You don't listen to anybody. You have no ability to reason. You won't let people at least bring another idea. He talked about the echo chamber. You want to know what we don't have? You pragmatists listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me just stop and say this for a second. Jot that down and go to the website and go look at everything that we do. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I spoke to a group of people, about 500 folks here in Arizona at the Goldwater Institute event. And you know what? These 300 of them that converged on me after I came off stage were shocked at everything that we do. They were like, Kevin, I had no idea you did comedy. You don't get no respect. You don't get no respect at all. I go, yeah, you're right, Rodney. We do all kinds of stuff. We make movies. We're doing a comedy tour. We're doing a virtual tour of things like this. If you want to get some your kids an understanding of how to attack the world, I'm going to do a virtual series and probably take it on a road show to empower your kids to think differently. That's what I'm going to do. And if I was as popular as Bongino, I'd be filling stadiums with this stuff. And no offense against Dan, but he's not going to deliver the knowledge I'm going to deliver to these kids. He's younger than I am. He doesn't have that experience. Great guy, though. Annoying, offensive, and out of touch. That's not you. You do not live in an echo chamber. You are willing to debate issues. You are willing to have a discussion. And here's the beautiful thing about conservatism. You're willing to learn. And when you do, you apply it without any, you know, malice or defensiveness. You just go, oh, wow, thank you, Kevin. You know how many times I have people go, wow, Kevin, I never thought of it like that. You are so right. Thank you. They don't get mad.
Look at you trying to destroy everything I've learned over the years. Who do you think you are, black man? You're not going to see.
They just go, man, wow, how deep. Hey, can you come to the next event? Do you want to speak? They immediately start to invite me to other things. Short break, folks. We're going to be talking about this for a little bit. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Van Jones said something is happening. You know, these races that we lost in Virginia and elsewhere around the country, because they lost others too. They didn't just lose the governorship of Virginia. We elected a Republican, a black Republican woman in Virginia, and the Democrats are so screwed up they can't even celebrate that. I love it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They can't celebrate it. They can't say, hey, listen, this was a black woman who won, et cetera. And in fact, let me give you the mashup of why they say Youngkin won. This is a dude who's a businessman. He's been in Virginia his life. He's building the economy there. There is nothing negative you can say about this guy, unless you're a Democrat, which is he beat your guy. Let me put it this way. If Youngkin were a Democrat and we had McAuliffe, I would say, wow, they had a great candidate. That's just the end of it. Whether you disagree ideologically or not, he's a business person who's from the place, and he said what he wanted to do. I want to get rid of this education nonsense. I want to go back to meritocracy. All the things that people should be saying if they had common sense. But I remind you what Van Jones said. Democrats are annoying, offensive, and out of touch. But here's the mashup on why Youngkin won in Virginia.
Glenn Youngkin played the race card for a reason, because he knows it works on certain white voters.
He did stoke white grievance politics to mobilize the Republican base.
He's laundered Trump's really sort of disgusting, flagrant out-racism. He's wrapped it in education.
Education, right. Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons.
This wasn't about those pocketbook issues. This was about how white kids feel talking about what black kids go through.
The subtext of all this was, we can't let these black and brown people run the country.
Glenn Youngkin running on critical race theory that he knew hit a chord around race.
I think all the CRT stuff is trumped up dog whistling.
Some of it was dog whistle racism.
The dog whistle messaging that you saw Youngkin engage in during the course of the campaign.
CRT is in the latest line of school busing, cross-town busing, welfare queens. You have it. It's in that same line, and you saw it in the results in Virginia.
This more palatable Republican who still uses the same racist themes that Trump did, he just packaged them in a soccer dad sweater vest model.
He's found a way to launder a pretty racist trope, this idea that we cannot talk about America's history because it hurts my feelings. He's turned that into a campaign.
White voters do have anxiety about a changing America, right? That it is blacker, it is browner.
You've got the Republicans yelling, like, hey, look, the black and brown folks are coming for us.
Some Republican candidates are perfectly willing to use race as a motivating factor for their base. That has gone on for decades, and it happened this year.
Race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. It used to be of the Democratic Party back right in the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party.
This is about the fact that a good chunk of voters out there are okay with white supremacy. Let's call a thing a thing. Actually, scratch that. They are more than okay.
I think that the Democrats are coming across in ways that we don't recognize that are annoying and offensive and seem out of touch in ways that I don't think show up in our feeds when we're looking at our kind of echo chamber. And I think that there's a message here.
I do believe there is a message here, Van. What was it that message might be?
Annoying and offensive and seem out of touch.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the Democrats are. Annoying, out of touch. Oh, man. I love doing this evaluation with the Democrats and having them look at themselves. They have to do some introspection. And that mashup is a perfect example. Let me tell you something, white folks listening to this program, and I don't have to explain this to the black people and the brown people listening to me, because they get it. We get it. You need to get sick of this. Let me tell you what. I am so sick of black people running around talking about, oh, we need this and we need that. I don't need a leg up. I don't need it. I want black folks to wake up every morning going, you know what? I got this, baby. I got this. Democrats do not, I'll repeat, do not want black people feeling empowered. Oh, they talk about it. They pretend. But trust and believe, if black folks felt empowered, Democrats know their world would crumble. It would be like taking a jackhammer to the foundation. So they say, oh, they don't want to teach about race. All Democrats do is talk about race. Forget about race being taught in schools. What about the race, the stuff you learn about race every day, everywhere you go? Let me give you the racial lesson. You see blacks, whites, Asians, it doesn't matter. You don't give a crap. You never have, and you never will, and neither does anybody else. And the only way you notice people is in the context of the black dude was the one who helped the lady off the street. You know, what happened? Oh, this person got shot and this black dude jumped in the way like this black kid did in Colorado. I was very proud of this young black man who jumped in front of a bullet to save a girl and her two kids. You know what? Tell me his race. But more importantly, I'm glad that this kid, this American, did what Americans do. He protected somebody else. It's them. It is they who take race and, you know, make it just, you know, conflagrated to less levels that you've never even imagined. But they want you to believe you're the problem. Education, they said the dog whistle, your dog whistle, education is whiteness being portrayed. It hit a chord around race. White people don't want to understand their racist past. Let me tell you something. If I was a white person in America and you brought up my racist past, I'd say, please explain to me what part of slavery that I was involved in. Well, your people, you want to talk about your people? What about your people in Africa who sold your little sorry butt into slavery? Are you a slave, Joy Reid? Are you a slave today? Okay, well, if I reference your people selling you into slavery, if you weren't a slave, then how do I blame your people for what happened to your ancestors? I'm not blaming them for what happened to you. You got a cushy job. You seem to be doing okay in this godforsaken country that apparently doesn't like minorities. Let me tell you why these guys are struggling, folks. They cheated in elections. They put in the big guy who's a demented clown. Do I really need to talk about the apple that didn't fall away from the tree at all, Hunter Biden, the new Renaissance man? These people lied about Russian collusion. It was a hoax. They're the ones who did it. You know they've got a new player in this Steele dossier nonsense. They lied about the Ukraine stuff. They lied about WuFu stats. They lied about vaccine deaths. They talk about racism incessantly. Climate change nonsense. Economic disaster is upon them, and they don't say a word. Foreign policy disasters, and they claim to be woke. Well, they seem to be asleep at the wheel, if you ask me.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wholesale prices are surging to levels never seen. They jumped 8.6% from last October, with a producer price index rising 0.6% last month. Meantime, gas prices are the highest they've been in 7 years. The national average for regular is just under $3.42 a gallon, more than $1.30 higher than it was 1 year ago. This as President Biden is acknowledging that people are worried.
We're in a situation where there's a lot of anxiety. Gas prices are up exceedingly high. They've been up this high before, but not recently. Gas price, that's why I have the Attorney General taking a look at whether or not these gas companies are gouging people, because although the price of oil is coming down some, the price of gas hadn't come down some.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. As vaccine mandates go into effect in Los Angeles City and county workers and their families and friends held a rally in a downtown park near City Hall Monday, protesting the city's strict vaccine mandates. One protester explaining how his stance against the vaccine mandate is costing him his job.
I took a really strong stance, and as of now, I'm actually on suspension as of this month for 30 days. I will be getting a notice of unsatisfactory reprimand and then followed by a termination.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The mandate also includes a requirement for businesses to check the vaccination status of customers. Pfizer is seeking FDA approval of COVID-19 booster shots for all adults ages 18 and up. Right now, individuals must be 65, have a chronic medical condition, or a high-risk job. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For me to tell you about the Democrats' problems, I can talk about them till I'm blue in the face. You already know. What I love about what I do is I don't have to really explain what's going on. You know, you're tuned in, folks who listen to the Kevin Jackson Network and others. You're tuned in. I go places. I'll start talking with people. They know what's going on. I was with the Governor DeSantis of Florida. And he was talking about, I forget what it was. It was some issue. Now, this is a governor. And I'm not trying to belittle him in any way, because he's a sharp guy. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's telling me a problem about race or something. And I'm sitting there going, I know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't tell you anything you don't know. Now, I may help you discern it and look at it from a different angle. Which, by the way, the governor didn't do that for me. He was just like, well, Kevin, you know the statistics of racism. And I was like, yep, I do. And he named off three or four things. And I was like, yep. And I knew them all. Yes, I could be the governor of Florida. But he gave an amazing presentation on going deeper into the numbers. And he's just a straight up guy, blue collar guy through and through. And so here I'm back to this. You already know. I'm not going to teach you anything. But let me tell you, the Democrats, somebody's got to wake them up. They are so unaware of who they are. Now, I play this clip of Van Jones saying, man, you know, we got to get a hold of ourselves here. You know, we're getting our butts kicked and we don't even realize it. Van Jones says we're annoying, we're offensive, and we're out of touch. Now, I want you to hear from another prominent Democrat, a guy who's a political strategist. He's good. Now, I'm going to tell you what. He got it wrong with Obama years ago. But that's the one thing Carville definitely got wrong. But most of the time, the guy really does have his finger on the pulse of Democrat politics. Now, what he won't admit is where we have it over them, because he's not programmed that way. But read between the lines on what he's saying about them and what he's actually saying about you. So here's Carville sounding the alarm bell.
James Carville, to you, looking at these results, your party, what went wrong?
What went wrong was just stupid wokeness. All right, don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island. Look at Buffalo. Look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, just defund the police lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean, that people see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something. I mean, they're expressing a language that people just don't use. And there's a backlash and a frustration at that. And I'd be right, suburbanites in northern Virginia, suburbanites in northern New Jersey, you know, pulled away a little bit. Yankee never ran any ads against Biden. And I think what he did is just let the Democrats pull the pin and watch the grenade go off and on them. And we've got to change this and not be about changing dictionaries and change laws. And these faculty lounge people that sit around mulling about I don't know what, they're not working. Look what happened in Buffalo. Seattle. I think that Bob Huggins may win a city attorney's race in Seattle. The autonomous zones. Who could even think of something that stupid? And they're suppressing our vote. And I got news for you. You're hurting the party. You're hurting the very people that you avoid that you want to help. And Terry got caught up. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good guy. He got caught up in something national. And we got to change this internally, in my view.
That was that was a rebuke. That was a condemnation of the Democratic Party, the way Carville sees it. See, Carville is a throwback. He still wants to remember the days of JFK and all that, and he's an old dude. He remembers it. He was living in it. And he still wants his party to represent that. It's nowhere close. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm telling you, these are their own words. This is not me talking about this. Carville mentions Long Island, Buffalo, Seattle. These are cities, folks, where conservatives, where Republicans are winning. And let me tell you, I'm going to make a prediction. There will come a day where Republicans will put their affiliation or party affiliation on signs in cities because that's the way you win. See, when you do elections right now in cities, St. Louis, Chicago, whatever, nobody even puts a sign on there. I mean, well, Republicans don't even run for the most part. And Democrats will say Democrat for county commissioner or whatever. But they don't even have to put that. You pretty much know everybody running is a Democrat. Now, what they tried to pass was a law that in these suburbs, you didn't have to put an affiliation. Believe it or not, they knew what they had in the cities, so they tried to pass a law that said, you know, you don't have to put, and I don't remember what the deal was, but Democrats, let me put it this way, Democrats did not want people to know they were Democrats in the suburban areas, so they could win. This is the kind of trickery that these clowns do. So, what Carville is saying is, we're losing in places we shouldn't be losing. Long Island? Buffalo? Seattle, Washington? What is going on? And then he tells you why. Defund the police lunacy? They want to take Lincoln, the guy who freed the slaves off of schools. And then he says they need to go to woke detox. Oh, my goodness. There's so much to dissect here. If you really listen to Carville, he's got these hidden messages in there. And I love to analyze this stuff because this is the stuff that people miss when they're just listening to a guy say, like, oh, yeah, see, he's talking, woo-hoo! They get all excited. But there's a reason underlying this to get excited. It has nothing to do with this guy. Look, he's just another leftist clown as far as I'm concerned. But he's giving you the things about you. He's telling you what's going on. So here's what he goes on to say, that these suburbanites are pulling away a little. He's like, you know, we've already lost the suburbanites, and they pulled away a little bit. But what he's really saying is this. Democrats are abandoning the party. It wasn't suburbanites in middle America that did this. It's our own people. Carville dropped, though, what is probably the biggest bombshell that would go unnoticed for the uninitiated, when he said, Youngkin never ran ads against Biden. He didn't. He could have run on the idea of, look at this guy ruining our state, and I'm going to go after the government. I'm going to make sure that Joe Biden can't do anything. He could localize politics. He didn't even have to. Biden was already dropping nuclear bombs on the Democrats to such a degree that Young can just say, why would I spend money on that? Hey, all Carville was saying without saying, just let the Democrats be Democrats. You don't need to do anything. Now, currently, and I mentioned this before, the media wants to position Youngkin's win as he's distancing himself from Trump. He didn't run on Trump. Again, Youngkin didn't have to run on Trump. The momentum of what he was going through with CRT, and I played that mashup. He's a racist. He's a racist. It's CRT. It's a dog whistle. Was everything Trump did. Who was the person that said, we're taking CRT out of the government? CRT is not going to be taught in our schools. Donald Trump. That was his stuff. He is not distancing himself for anyway, any of that stuff. Now, Carville revealed this lie in his comment, and here's what he says. I think what he did is let Democrats pull the pin and watch the grenade go off. Big statement. This is what I say to you guys every day. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Let the Democrats be Democrats. You are watching the level of sick. Let me ask you, a decade ago, if I said to you that the Democrats would be doing what they're doing today, you would have said, Kevin, you're crazy. 2 decades ago, if I said they were going to be doing what Obama was trying to do, you would have said, Kevin, you're crazy, man. Two decades, over 20 years, and you are watching Democrats prove how far they're willing to go. Mask mandates, shutting down businesses. They don't care about your business. They don't care if your kids commit suicide. They don't care about any of that stuff. Critical stuff, folks. Youngkin just needed to let Democrats be Democrats. And this is what I've been saying to you guys across the way. And I can go back and give you the Democrat meltdown. Again, Russian collusion lie. They conspired against Donald Trump. And everybody knows it. Comey was a crook, and everybody in his DOJ was a crook, and nobody went to jail. You think that's gone unnoticed? You think that have we let it go? Of course not. You think Hillary Clinton was legit? That she wasn't running a racketeering organization that was laundering money for most of the dictators of the world through what they call the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative? The Clinton Global Initiative was meant to put money in the pockets of the Clintons. Don't even get me started on Joe and Hunter Biden, which I will when we come back, because I want to finish this topic. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I didn't need an election to know the Democrats are imploding. I come on this show 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and explain it. You've been watching it, and I get people to tell me all the time, Kevin, where's it? And I say, be glad it's happening. Be glad that you see the craziness going on in this world that gets ignored. Be glad that Lori Lightfoot is more concerned about police brutality against black folks or vaccine mandates than she is about the crime in her city. And Carville alludes to it. I played this clip in the previous segment. Carville's saying, what's up with these people? The lunacy, the defund the police lunacy. What's up with people that want to rewrite history and take away heroes? Like Lincoln. Remove them from buildings. He said they need to go to woke detox. What did I tell? What have I been saying to you guys ever since this whole woke thing came up? Especially you white folks that don't want to fight for yourselves. It's extraordinary to me.
Well, Kevin, I'm a white guy. I'm just an ordinary white guy, and they're talking about me. I mean, how can I fight for myself?
The same way you fight for yourself if somebody's attacking you. What is it? It can't be a verbal. You don't fight back with verbal attacks, but would you fight back in a physical attack? Which is worse? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. These people are insane. And if you let them go, they will get away. They will do everything they can to get away with this stuff. Lawrence Gostin, a public health expert at Georgetown University's law school, here's what he said. He said it was troubling that a federal appeals court would stop or delay safety rules in a health crisis, saying no one has the right to go into a workplace unmasked, unvaxxed, and untested. This is what a guy is saying about you, a free citizen of America who has nothing. You don't have a disease. He wants you to be tested and probably contact traced. And here's what he goes on to say. I love this part. Unelected judges that have no scientific experience shouldn't be second guessing health and safety professionals at OSHA. Yeah. The bureaucrats. The fraud cheese of the world. Because they certainly have your best interest in mind, don't they? As they get their patents and make millions of dollars, billions for the people that support them, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, billions of dollars these companies are making over nonsense, where they've scientifically proven that a placebo works as good, if not better. I'm just giving you a little taste of what I'm talking about here. So going back to Jim Carville, sounding the alarm bell, he's saying, look, we've gone way too far. So did Van Jones, by the way, saying, man, we are crazy. We've gotten to the point where people don't trust us anymore. He says they find Democrats annoying, offensive, and out of touch. And I asked you earlier, would you want to hang out with people who are annoying, offensive, and out of touch? I already know the answer. So what are the Democrats' problems, folks? Too many to mention. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Carville alludes to that academia is causing these problems as he mentioned faculty sitting around. See, what he doesn't want to tell you is the Democrats and their education system has educated fools. It has created a society where everybody believes their little grievance is legit, even though they have nothing to be aggrieved about. Show me what any kid today has to be aggrieved about. I would love to know. They haven't fought in any wars. They've not known strife. There's been no hunger. There's been no, I mean, the closest they got to it was not having toilet paper for a while. They have every modern convenience at their disposal. They have the world in their hands every single day. All the knowledge they need. They can pick the right mate by going onto an app and seeing, doing a background search. They can make sure that there's not a sexual predator around. They know where to go for the best drinks. On Yelp, they know where to eat the best food. They know everything you could possibly want to know, and they are the dumbest people on the planet. Dumb. And Carville's going, yeah, you got these faculty up here sitting around doing nothing. Hey, talking about changing dictionary. What's he talking about? You know what he's talking about? He's talking about terms like cisgender. Who came up with this? You know what cisgender means, right? It means you accept the gender you're born with. So we've got this. I don't know how long that word has existed, but we have that. Why? Because we also have non-binary. Now, non-binary is, to me, has always been a chemical term or even an engineering term. But no, non-binary means that you are not about sex genders being male or female. You have all these different things. There's no more than just a binary choice. So you have fluidity. And that's a new term, gender fluidity, which, of course, recognizes the 71 or different. I don't know what the number is now. It keeps going up. But this is what he's talking about. Academics sitting around going, oh, well, what type of sexual proclivity do you have? Oh, well, you're gender number 72. And they act like they're finding a new species of plant or animal. Nonsensical things to give academics some idea that they're relevant. I played clips the other day from Michael Eric Dyson, a guy who uses lots of words to say nothing. You know what happens when you find someone that has this need to pontificate? Let me tell you what you have. You have somebody that can't explain themselves in any way that's succinct. I can sum Michael Eric Dyson up for you in just a second. He's a race pimp protecting his job. Anyway, the academics, I've said this, I'm going to say it till the day I die. Put a college or university in your city and you've introduced cancer. It used to not be that way. But even Carbo, a Democrat strategist, he recognizes it. I've said on this very show, Democrats can't win elections without cheating. If you knew what Democrats stood for, if they told you the truth, if you could sue them if they lied, they'd never get elected. Their ideas are insane. Let's defund the police. Let's take away your guns. Let's, you know, make theft okay up to $950. And I could go on. Guys, seriously, go look at the crazy laws that have been passed, and you'll see Democrat fingerprints all over it. And what Carville is doing is he's saying, look, Republicans are suddenly winning elections, even in leftist enclaves like Seattle. I had a friend, an acquaintance, I met him just recently, and he's from Washington State. And I said, where do you live? He goes, I'm on the outskirts. And told me what he did for a living. And we were talking, and I went, what? He goes, yeah, me and my wife are the only two Republicans in Seattle. His name is Courtney. So I said, man, no kidding, because he flew in from Seattle to attend this Goldwater event. And I was like, man, no kidding. He goes, yeah. And he goes, but hey, we won an AG. I think they won an attorney general seat in Portland. Not attorney general, like a district attorney. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. And he goes, it's shocking. Well, Carville alludes to it. He says, when you want to set up autonomous zones in your city and you think it's just going to stay this way, you're crazy. So this guy tells me, he says, man, Seattle, he goes, Portland, ghost town. Not Portland, Seattle, ghost town. Nobody goes. I wouldn't get out. He goes, downtown in that city is dead. I'm getting the smell. And he goes, and there's nothing that's going to change. And then I told him, I said, well, I got a buddy that lives in Kentucky, in Louisville. He said, same thing. Dead. Nobody goes. Not safe. Cops don't protect you. Let me just say this. Jim Carville is Paul Revere for the leftist, for leftist politics. And he's saying, look, you may not want to hear this alarm bell, but I'm going to ring it for you. The Republicans are coming. The Republicans are coming. Virginia and New Jersey elections foretell what's going to happen in 2022 and going forward. And the only thing that can defeat us is if they cheat. But let me tell you what's going to make it difficult. Lots of Democrats are sick of Democrats. And that's the dirty little secret that Carville is spreading. He goes, we're tired of each other. That's what Van Jones is saying to you as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.